I have been involved in scouting for most of my life. I was a Boy Scout when I was in school, and I was a Scoutmaster for 10 years when our sons were in Scouts. Even though I have long since retired, I can still recite the Scout Law by memory. You're welcome to join along if you know it. The sign's up. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I've often thought about what one word could best summarize those 12 character traits. Perhaps it's the word righteousness, being made right and good. So a question. Do you generally consider yourself to be righteous? Is that a word that your friends, family, and associates might use to describe you? Well, this meditation from Amos chapter 5 is a reflection on righteousness. Turning away from what is immoral or corrupt and turning towards what is virtuous and upright. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet and still, and receive this meditation as a divine sanctuary to turn toward righteousness. Allow your eyes to close. Become mindful of your breathing. And begin to move deeper into the good, right, and holy presence of Father, Son, and Spirit. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Micah chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, help me strive to be righteous. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. The Lord has told you what is good. Heavenly Father, help me strive to be righteous. And what does the Lord require of you except to be just and to love and to diligently practice kindness and compassion? Heavenly Father, help me strive to be righteous. And what does the Lord require of you except to walk humbly with your God, setting aside any overblown sense of importance or self-righteousness? Heavenly Father, help me strive to be righteous. Continue on for a moment longer by encountering God here. He is present. So now become aware of Him. The Lord is here. Spirit is with you. You are safe. And it is good. Consider for a moment, do you want to do what's right but feel like the world is fighting against you? Are people tempting you away from what you know is right? Or are you aware of your shortcomings, but hiding behind a religious mask and pretending to be good and righteous? Are you ever afraid of being discovered as a fraud? You are safe here, so be honest with your thoughts. With little effort, allow the Holy Spirit to begin taking captive any thoughts of pride or fear or shame. Begin to be aware of the righteousness that is already yours in God. Jesus is your righteousness. Center there. Center two on your breathing. Be mindful of each full, deep, and good breath you take. Each tummy breath filling you. Each breath is right. Each breath is good. Each breath is holy. With each exhale, be reminded of the breath of God flowing from you like an unfettered stream of goodness, flowing into the world around you. Prideful thoughts may still rise to the surface, perhaps even thoughts of shame or fear. Not to worry, those are not thoughts of God. Therefore, turn back to good and right thoughts. Center back on the thoughts of righteousness that you have in Christ. Center on your breathing. Whisper, "Heavenly Father, help me strive towards righteousness." Let the word righteous be your centering word. Continue as you turn back to the righteousness found in each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, the prophet Amos is warning the nation of Israel that in spite of their external prosperity and power, internally the nation is corrupt to the core. It is a message of warning to turn towards righteousness. Let the words resonate deeply from Amos chapter 5, verse 24, from the Christian Standard Bible. My dear friend in the faith, don't protect your false self, but rather be true to who you are in Christ, so that justice will flow from you like water and righteousness like an unfailing stream. What did that passage say to you? Well, listen once more from Scripture. But let justice flow like water, and righteousness like an unfailing stream. Which words sunk in most deeply? Let this be your contemplation for the next minute. Once more, But now take note of your emotions as you listen to this wider passage from the English Standard Version. The Lord said, "I hate, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But instead, let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What were you thinking as you listened to these words? Well, continue to reflect there for another minute. In this third expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I do what I can, but I know now that you hate and reject my own efforts. You have no delight in my attempts. Even though I offer up to you worldly offerings, you will not accept them. Instead, help me let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. In this I give you all praise, honor, and thanks in your glorious name. Amen. What are you longing for in your relationship with God? Well, take this next minute for that to become your prayer. Pause if you desire or need more time. Now, rest here turning toward the goodness of God. Idle your thoughts and enjoy Him as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, you are righteous. Not by what you've done, but by Christ in you. So surrender your doubt and fear. Feel righteousness flowing out of you like an ever-flowing stream. Faster, stronger, deeper. The righteousness of God abiding in you. The goodness of Christ flowing out of you, just flooding the world around you. take this next minute to turn away from your own efforts to accept the gracious gift of God, His gift of righteousness. Take this remaining time to be mindful of moments when you feel exhausted by your own efforts to do what is right. Remember then to breathe and turn your centering thoughts back to the truth that by God's grace through faith in Christ, you are already righteous. Be aware too of others you meet along the way that may be seeking to do what is right. Who do you know that is fighting against the depravity of the world? Consider how God might use you to help them turn from the world to accept the righteousness of Christ already abiding within them. Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to turn away from projecting your false self to rather be your true self, which is Christ in you. Turn towards Christ so that justice will flow from you like water and righteousness like an unfailing stream. May you know the goodness of Christ, the steering of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the righteousness of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this time of retreat for as long as you can, encountering the goodness of God, and silently whispering, "Heavenly Father, with Christ, I am righteous." May the peace of the Lord be with you always.